Real McCoy Show. Stop. Listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Who's that lady?
Anna.
The Real McCoy. Stop. Listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Stop. Listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Who's that lady?
Anna.
The Real McCoy.
Hurry,
come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show.
Hurry, come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show.
Hurry, come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show.
Anna.
The Real McCoy.
Come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show.
Hurry, come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show.
Persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose: to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions. And now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy.
Welcome to the Real McCoy Show. On today, I am your host, Coach Shauna, standing in for our host for the show, our master coach for Woman Act Now, Coach Anna McCoy, who's going to be joining us just shortly within this broadcast. I'm excited that you're joining us on today. All month long, we've been talking about the power to succeed, or success power, and we've been having some awesome discussions as it relates to getting to a place of zero so that the Holy Spirit can download into you those unique things, those witty ideas, those genius inventions concerning the dream and the vision that God has placed on the inside of you. That's right, listeners. You've been set aside for a purpose, a divine purpose that it is for you to be able to carry out among the earth. And if you don't know that yet, if you haven't been walking in that place, then we here at Woman Act Now are here to encourage you to get into a place where you can receive that dynamic divine download so that you can begin to walk fully in the purpose and the plan that God has predestined for you. If you're listening to this broadcast for the first time and you don't know anything about Woman Act Now, then I want to encourage you to visit our website at www.womanactnow.com. Learn more about our coaching organization or give me a call at 877-751-5700. My extension is 407. I'd love to talk to you about the organization, share with you the benefits, as well as some success stories from a number of our ladies, so that you too can begin learn, launching, and living your dream. Before we invite Coach Anna to the show, I just want to share something really beautiful with you. One of our members, her name is Viola Davis. One of her success stories for this year is last year at our See the Dream, which is our yearly planning session for Woman Act Now. She is one of our board members, Miss Viola, and she came to that particular session with a dream in her heart, and that dream was to host a empowerment conference within her state of St. Louis. And I want to just share with you, listeners, that she accomplished that goal this year. Coach Anna was one of her keynote speakers. It was an awesome event. I had an opportunity to share in song, and several of our WAN ladies came down. It was just a great time, and to be able to see the manifestation of that dream actually come to pass for Viola was a beautiful thing. I'm going to share with you just a little bit from Coach Anna's message on that particular day. It's entitled Grace Steps. I'm going to share that with you before we invite Coach Anna to the call on today, where we'll be talking about the power to persist. So you know what? In the meantime, turn your radio up or turn it up on your computer. Talk to your girls or your guys in the next cubicle. Tweet it, Facebook it. Let them know that right now we're going to be talking about grace steps. Well, real soon, later in the show, Coach Anna's going to join us where we'll be talking about the power to persist. So listen up for grace steps.
Hopefully they won't be too deep. But if you have questions about business, starting a business, questions about your finances, things that we don't cover. Well, one of the things that 10 keys to kingdom dominion. We were sent here to have dominion, to domain. One of the speakers, I believe it was Pastor Gene, was talking about taxing your domain. If you didn't get that, he says you control the gateway of what's coming into your kingdom. And the way we see our kingdoms, basically, they start with what we own. Or, better yet, it starts with your home. Basically, whatever's coming through that home, you are now to become the king of your dominion. Doesn't matter whether you're male or female, but the kingdom mentality is neither, it has no gender, okay? So wherever there is a kingdom, you need to understand there is rulership. We domain over this region. We have control over it. And so when he was talking, he says, tax your domain, that place that you have dominion. So Genesis 1:26, it says, then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness, our nature. Let them have dominion, rule, responsibility over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps the earth. So here we have a command to be people of rulership and responsibility. Psalms 105:37. He also brought them out with silver and gold, and there was none feeble among his tribes. We talked about last night when he told them, he says, go to your neighbors and ask, and it's going to be like you plundered the Egyptians. He said, they all came out with silver and gold, and none was feeble among them. So even for us, the blessings of Abraham and coming down through the generations, we are to have dominion and rulership over money, over things. We are to control, or we are to have the responsibility and the rulership. Understanding and properly what you're going to learn here in these 10 keys to dominion is understanding and properly utilizing God's purpose and design for money. Don't worry about writing it down, because as we go through the keys, you're going to see it again, okay? Effectively establishing the kingdom of God in the earth through tithes and offering, Deuteronomy 8:18. Faithfully stewarding and managing money and possessions. Developing and operating in godly character. The 10 keys that I'm sharing with you are keys for you to have dominion over money for the kingdom. This isn't just about money, because I've just talked about character, right? The next thing is maintaining righteousness, morality, and integrity. See, we've been talking about coming wealth transfer. We haven't dealt with the acts of the flesh yet. See, and some of us are not winning because we have not mastered the acts of the flesh. And as a result of that, those acts of the flesh keep pushing you back, keep holding you back from achieving what the Lord wants you to have. Understanding and operating in God's ordained purpose for your life. You remember the definition I gave you last night. Purpose is a desire of mind directed toward the fulfillment of godly instruction. Before the foundation of the world, you were preordained. There is a plan. There is a purpose. I know the plan I have for you, declares the Lord. A plan to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope, or a hope in a future. And it says some others, depending on which version you're reading. So there is a plan and a purpose for you. So in order to achieve the plan, remember the definition of purpose. It's a desire of mind directed toward the fulfillment, of godly instruction. If you begin to embrace that, you will begin to live a life on purpose. You're living your life on purpose, not to accomplish a purpose. Everything you do is on purpose. You are intentional about the choices that you make. Developing excellence in the high level of quality in your work output. I am endeavoring to touch every part of you. Okay? This isn't just about finances in order for you to dominate in your life and dominate money in the kingdom. We've already talked about the transfer of wealth happening through business. It does not matter what you do on your job. You have a responsibility, and you also have a rulership over that which you have been given authority. It does not matter how low you are on the totem pole or how high you are. You have been given authority to rule in the area that you have been given responsibility. So I want to challenge you today to say, what does that level of quality in your work output looks like? Are you a person of excellence? Number 8 is developing financial intelligence. We've spent these several days talking about wealth transfer from a spiritual and a biblical perspective. Now I want to challenge you to be as awake, to be as alert, and trust me, if you're tired, if you're sleepy right now, you just stand up. You cannot afford to miss this information. See, it's common to you to hear spiritual things, but now I'm going to start talking about the technical side of mastering finances. This is where everybody wants to go unconscious on me. You know, this will be my opportunity to jump off the stage. Next one is maintaining excellent health. See, the reason why this is in here as a part of dominating money for the kingdom. If we cannot use you because you're unhealthy, you cannot get around. Here's the thing about health. It is an immediate barrier to you achieving your purpose. We don't have to figure out anything. It is something that is walking around with you, that is talking with you, that is sleeping with you, that is, you know, it has an intimate relationship with you immediately if you have to deal with sickness, if you have to deal with disease in your body, if you have to deal with pain in your body. So a part of this process of dominating money is handling your business in the area of health. Number 10, fully integrating the Bible, prayer, and your relationship with God into all of your financial affairs. What you will learn as we begin to go through this, and when we talk about the financial stewardship, you are going to understand that you own nothing. And when you really embrace the fact that you own nothing and you begin to integrate prayer, the Bible, into this relationship with your finances, that's what you've been learning for the last 3 days, is the biblical aspect of embracing and moving in faith and moving in belief, all of those things, and saying, you know what, we've all said one similar thing, we haven't done this ourselves. Okay? Why? Because you have to submit those thoughts, ideas, whatever you have to God so that he can instruct you and tell you what to do. When you start moving in the area when you're in business or you're moving in your vision, and I don't want you to get confused, this isn't just about you being in business, this is about you living the best life that you can live. It is about designing the life you want and living the life you design and being the very best that you can be. So I don't want you to get confused, oh, well, she's just talking to the business people. No, I'm talking to you. Yeah, y'all know I can get sassy up here. First one, key principle number one, God's purpose for money. God's purpose for money. God's intention for money, number one, is to glorify himself. We've already talked about, we started that out as Bishop began to share with us, that is to give thanks to God. Our generous giving is to give thanks to God. It is to glorify himself. Whatever we do with our money should bring glory to God. If you're spending your money on things that you know does not bring glory to God, then you're on the other side of this chart. What that looks like is you spending money on things that are satisfying you to the expense of something that should be satisfying others. You know, it breaks down, and if you like, you know, some of these sins now, we can do what we do, and they seem to be private. You know, you like that internet stuff that you think you're doing in private, but God sees all. And you're using your money to invest in pornography and different things like that, whether it's on the internet or it's in person or wherever you might be, or any of those things that does not glorify God. You're misusing the purpose of money as a believer. Now, thing is when you're out...
Power Up with Coach Anna McCoy. Today's message, detours.
Did you know that life's detours can sometimes save you time? It's true. They can introduce you to new opportunities while still getting you to your intended destination. Consider choosing to take the detour and change the way you see the route. Be open, be curious, and be expectant. So just be mindful of today's journey and try hard not to be frustrated or discouraged by any delays. but rather view them as unintentional treasures.
Power Up with Coach Anna McCoy.
Brought to you by the world's largest DoubleTree Resort, Spa, and Hotel on International Drive in Orlando. Plan a conference or bring your family to relax and enjoy a place where you are celebrated and accommodated. African American owned, DoubleTree Resort and Spa, International Drive, Orlando, Florida. Visit DoubleTreeOrlandoIDrive.com. Call 407-352-1100.
All right, welcome back to Woman Act Now Radio. You're listening to Coach Shauna. I'm standing in for our master coach and host for the show, our master Anna McCoy, and I believe she's joined us on the line today. Are you there, Coach Anna?
I am here. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Woman Act Now Radio. This show is all about you. It's for you. It's for members. Thank you, Shauna, for starting us off. We were listening to show about dominion, kingdom principles, how to domain in the kingdom. So that was awesome, just sharing that. And now we're actually going live because you were hearing just a bit of that. But I've got someone in studio with me today, Shauna.
Oh, who do you have in the studio on today? We got
special guest. Oh, my God, one of the most fantastic women I know on the face of the earth. No,
and
really, she really is. She has so many gifts, so many talents. I'm always trying to push her in the place of her prosperity.
Oh, yeah.
I guess that's
that
would be.
That's a good word. Yeah.
Is she's so talented and gifted, and she has administrative gifts on her life. So Trina Jeter, for those who are watching us online today, she is joining me in studio as my second sidekick today.
That's it.
In person, because we're going to talk a little bit about our subject matter today, which is the power to persist. And you know what? My whole objective here, Trina, is changing the way we see things. You know, and literally everything that I believe that Woman Act Now is about, it is a organization that is committed to hearing God, number one.
Yes.
By doing so, that, certainly for me as a leader, I'm committed to hearing God, to positioning myself to be sought after.
Mm-hmm.
By God. That's a difference than just pursuing him. I'm going to pursue him, but I also want to be captured by him. And we were talking, I think it was on maybe on Monday, on Shauna, on one of our 15 Minutes to Destiny call about we had heard from a young lady, Deborah Stewart, Debbie Stewart from Prestonwood. She's over there, women's ministry. She spoke for First Friday. And for those in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, I want to encourage you from the September until, I believe, maybe September to May, there are events that are hosted every first Friday at the Hawkins Theater in Southlake. And I want to encourage you, if you are available, it's 1 hour. That's it. But the speakers are phenomenal, enriching, empowering, and Debbie Stewart was one of those. And one of the things she taught us through just a story, a lesson I walked away with, was just a simple story. And it's so in tune with our topic today, the power to persist, is that her young daughter was being pursued, you know. And when you think about that, she was being pursued.
Mm-hmm.
So she had an opportunity to kind of, they had been dating each other for 2 or 3 weeks, and this was the opportunity for her mom to meet him. And when she went to pick up her daughter, daughter was sitting there, and they were leaving after the weekend was over. And, you know, she's wondering, well, did he like me? Didn't he like me? This is the mother. The daughter is sitting there, and she's just staring out the window. And her mother said, what did he say to you? Does he like me? Doesn't he like me or whatever, right? What did he say to you? And she said, he said, I am committed to pursuing you.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying, ladies? So when she said that, she likened it to a situation of her relationship with God.
Wow.
Is that God?
Yeah.
I am committed to pursuing you.
Mm-hmm.
And then she asked her daughter, "What did you say? What did you say?" She said, "Well, I'm committed to being pursued."
Wow.
She said, "I didn't know what to say. That's just what I said." But what was so powerful about her being committed to being pursued is putting herself in position,
that's it,
to be pursued by the lover who was after her.
Mm-hmm.
And God, He is really the lover of our souls, that He wants to love us deeply. He wants to be in consistent relationship with us. He wants us always to be there. He's not like a earthly lover who gets tired of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe they want somebody else, or maybe they want to try something different. They don't get tired. God does not get tired of loving your soul, no matter what condition
it's
in. And so when I think about the power to persist today, we're going to talk a little bit about that, and I've got Shauna who's joining me, or I'm joining Shauna, but now Shauna's joining me on the program today to really discuss this whole perception of shifting your mindset about persistence. And again, my objective, and I believe my assignment, is to change the way we see things. We've been, and I keep saying that, I had a great conversation with Linda Wallace on yesterday, and this is like new wine, you know, and not that, you know, eventually some systems have to be changed, and unfortunately most people just want to continue in those same systems because you don't want to rock the boat. You don't want to seem like you're not a part of the group. You don't want to seem like you're not going with the flow. But here at Woman Act Now, there is only one flow, and that flow is God's flow, and that is the place that we want to be. And certainly as your leader here, I want to be to make sure that I am committed to living a godly life before you. You know, and we've heard of various different leaders who did not persist. When you hear this, this is going to really bless you, and just simply did not persist enough. So when we talk about the power to persist, and this is going to be our prayer this morning, you'll have this prayer on next Thursday, because I made a mistake when I was sending it and thought I had sent it to all of our prayer leaders, but they went on to move forward in spite of not getting this download was. But we want to talk about it a little bit because I would have talked about it today anyway. So I'll be ahead of the prayer today, and then the leaders will do the prayer on next Thursday for you to have to, so that you can actually contemplate it. The power to persist, when I think about that, I mean, I want to tell you how this occurred so that you begin to understand is that, first of all, we've been talking about the power to get to zero, decreasing so God increases in your life. This month is called the power to succeed. So, you know, most of us, when we tie success with persistence, determination, overcoming all of these things, that something different about me, I persisted more. So then, therefore, I'm more successful. But I believe I'm changing the way you see this, so that you can begin to reverse your persistence and move it to its rightful place so that you can become more successful in your life. Now, again, the power to persist, as I began to think about this, I was sitting in a meeting, and now you have to understand I'm trying to get to zero. And Trina, as I teach, as I demonstrate, I want to live the things that I talk about. I'm not just saying, hey, that's a great message. Most times, you probably, I'm pretty sure, just the way my head works and my life works, is I'm usually not just dumping on you because I think I've got a great idea. I have been walking something out in my own personal life. I've seen a demonstration of it in my life, or I've seen it demonstrated with others or mentors in my life that I then bring to you to be a part of that. So when I think about the power to persist, I was sitting there and I was thinking about what does it mean to persist as zero? That is the question you have to begin to ask. You want explanation on how to walk your life with God. Start asking Him about the things you normally do, the things you normally perceive, and add as zero. Because when I ask Him, how do I do this as zero? I'm saying, no more me, but more of you. And so when I asked that question immediately, just in my thought, I said, well, I need to understand, what does persist mean? What does this word mean? So I began to do my searching, going back to, first of all, the way, you know, it's an interesting thing about the dictionary. The dictionary actually changes with time. It's dispensational, meaning that depending on the timing, depending on when certain things occurred, based on the cultures, based on behaviors, we're creating all types of words, you know, iPhone, iPad,
yeah.
stuff that didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they used to be called telephones or something, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But do you see what I'm saying? So the dictionary changes to meet the condition of the culture.
Wow, now that's deep.
Did you get it, lady?
Yeah.
The dictionary is simply a book of meaning
wow.
which changes with the condition of a culture. Okay? So when I think about this, and that's why when you go back to the original meaning of
yeah.
a thing in the Hebrew, which is the original version, when you go back to that, things have changed along the way. Your perception and meaning of a word is based on the condition of your culture, your authority, your intuition, your reasoning skills. It's how you shaped it within your framework of experience. So when I say persist, what does that mean to you, Trina? Just think
about
it.
To continue.
And what else?
Persist, to continue, not to give up.
Not to give up.
Just to keep pressing.
Keep pressing. And that is normally pressing against what or over what? Why would you need to do that?
So that you can gain the result that you're looking for.
Yes. And so when I began to think about that, I too thought of persisting in that way as well, is
right.
that persisting is being able to persist, to continue despite difficulties, despite
mm-hmm.
challenges, despite
mm-hmm.
discouragement,
mm-hmm.
despite these things in your life.
Right.
And what I immediately began to think about is this is an external reaction to something I need. So we say, you know, you have to persist in business. You keep knocking until someone answers. You keep asking until someone answers. Somebody will open the door
yeah.
to you. Somebody will do something for you. So we continue. We keep pressing forward. And then I said, well, what does it mean to really continue at zero? And what does this word persistence mean in the Hebrew? So when I looked it up, it meant abide, remain, continue, and stay. Now just taste those
wow.
words. When you taste those words about persistence, because remember my objective today is to change the way you see persistence in your life. And, you know, we talk about it and we use the word. In fact, Richmond was having a conversation with a gentleman this morning, and he said, I'm going to just keep persisting. I'm going to just keep persisting. And, you know, I'm going to just do this. Nobody's going to stop me. I'm going to just do this. And Richmond says, will you call my wife? Please call my wife. I want her to talk to you about the power to persist.
Wow.
Because when I finished the conversation with this man,
yeah.
all he could just do is just, wow. And he just started praying, God, what Anna has shared with me, will you let this go deeply in my
yeah.
spirit? So that I can persist the way you want me to persist, because this is just going to blow you away. And remember, I told you, I said, you know, I was in this conversation with, in a meeting I was in earlier that day before I wrote this prayer, I was in this meeting and I was persisting. I didn't know I was persisting,
yeah.
but I was persisting according to how you persist at zero in this meeting. I was remaining,
mm-hmm.
I was continuing, I was staying in God. Although all of the things inside of me
mm-hmm.
were starting to rumble,
yeah.
my feelings and my emotions, but then if I would have followed after them, you see, I would
yeah.
have been determined to get my way. I would have been determined to be heard in the way that I wanted to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
But I would not have been reduced to zero so that I could hear God say what he needed
wow.
to say. So when we think about the power to persist as zero, the way we view persistence in our life is really always in opposition to someone overcoming a challenge, trying to push until something happens, trying to achieve a goal, trying to do it just right, That's our level of persistence. But when we think about what does God want for us in this place of persistence, he wants to change the way we see it. He wants you to reverse everything you believe about persistence and turn that to him. Turn it to him. If you will persist and reverse the energy and the passion, all of this thing, this determination that you have, most of us are not as persistent about remaining in God as we are about getting what we want. You got that?
I got it.
I mean, we are persistent about getting, going after, and I'm going to make this happen, and I'm going to do it my way, and I'll show them. That's the persistence that we are pursuing. That is the persistence that we have allowed to deeply root in our heart when it means that we have to do it. We have to overcome. But I want you to listen to this because I don't want to mess it up, okay? So today I want you to, and I'm going to read what I wrote, okay? Today I want to encourage you to change the way you see the power to persist as a zero. That means you decrease, God increases. No longer pressing against the grain, but rather abiding in the vine, staying connected, staying the course, asking God for the things you want, and expecting it will be done for you because you have persisted to abide in him rather than to persist to fight an enemy, an obstacle, an opposition, or to overcome. See, here's what's so awesome about that, Trina, is that when we persist to abide in God, this is what John 15:5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, if you persist in me, see, we're letting so many things distract us, get us off course. What was that thing that got you off course? You were running so well, but somehow, some way, you have departed from me. I'm not your first love.
Yeah.
But God is saying, you stay in me. He says, I am the vine, that if you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. See, and this is what's so awesome about persisting in God. And that word, I'm using it so that I have the passion for the persistence to remain, to abide in God. Rather than trying to pursue a thing, rather than trying to do and be determined about what you want, your determination is to be turned inward to God so that he can tell you what to do in the moment. It doesn't mean you won't have the energy. It doesn't mean you won't have the strategy. It doesn't mean that you won't have the system to do it.
Yeah.
But rather than pressing against the grain, trying to do this and calling it persistence, I want you to turn that passion to abiding in him. Even in that moment when I was in that meeting and I felt all of this coming up. See, because persistence will tell you, girl, you better just hold your own. You stick with this. Don't go with that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? The power to persist at zero was telling me, it was saying, just be patient. Listen. And I began to inwardly pray as I persisted to remain in God while all of my emotions and everything was starting to respond because I can tell you about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But yet I was trying to what? Remain in God.
Yeah.
Remain connected to the vine so that ultimately you have to understand no matter what you're persisting for, what you're pursuing, what you're after, what goal, what objective, at the end of the day, if you know that you are connected to God, you're abiding in God, you're remaining in God, you're staying with God, you're continuing with God. See, all of those words means that there is never a departure from the Spirit of God in your life.
Yeah.
This isn't where you do it because you want to or because you're after something. David says, that one thing that I desire of the Lord, that will I seek after. That word seek, that persisting, that's what it is. It's the persisting. But he says, that will I remain in so that I may behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire in the temple, in his temple. Not just seeking. See, we see these words, but yet we don't see the word about what God is doing. So
I had to remain in him so that I can accomplish what God has promised me. Because I have remained in him, then he said, you will bear much fruit. To be arguing, to be upset, to be in disagreement, that is not the fruit that I'm after. Mm-hmm. Whether I'm in a business negotiation, whether I'm in a personal relationship, that is what? Not the fruit I'm after. And if you remain in him, he will begin to tell you, because he began to show me, he began to unveil, he began to tell me exactly what I needed to do. In 1 John 2:27, it says, as for you, the anointing you receive from him remains in you. That's the same word about persistence. But this is what he says, and you do not need anyone to teach you, but as his anointing teaches you about all things, and as the anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as it has taught you, remain in him. See, when you stay connected to God, you stay connected to the vine, then you will bear much fruit. And I was sharing with us, I think it was on our last show, the power to produce, that God's original intent for you, and even this John 15:5-8 actually confirms what God wants to do with you if you remain in him. Mm-hmm. When we went back to Genesis and we began to talk about God setting them in a place of assignment. He'd given them an application to do it. He was going to give them what was necessary to start it and to finish, but they did not remain in him. Mm-hmm. So therefore, what happened to them is they departed literally. He says, if you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. Why would, I mean, these are the same words. What did they do? They picked up some branches, covered themselves up, trying to hide from God. Because when you depart from him, there is nothing you can do. The word abide, the only antonym, the opposite of abide is depart. So if you're not abiding in God, you're departing from God.
Which causes all of the emotions all of that to
that you can't master your emotions. You don't have an ability to do it in and of yourself. It's going to cause you to lose your mind. It's going to cause you to be a person of anger. It's going to cause you to be a person of envy. It's going to cause you to be a person of jealousy. Because you don't have the capacity, because you have not learned how to persist, how to abide and remain with God.
Mm-hmm.
So when we think about this in verse 7, it says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you. This is what's so powerful. It's like, what does that mean? If you remain in me and my words remain in you. See, the only thing that can come out in that relationship, in that meeting that I had when I'm in pursuit of being a zero, persisting to remain in God, even though everything else is moving and all of this is going, what kind of words do you think I was going to speak? Not only do you remain in me, but the words that I placed in you, the word of God that's in you, the word that should be alive and moving and having its work in you should be coming out of you because you are in it. Because you have remained in it. So it's going to be very difficult when you have the power to persist, to remain in God, to be crazy and upset with your people, to be upset with your relationships, to be angry. You can be angry and sin not remaining here, because God will give you the appropriate words. The Holy Spirit, the anointing will teach you all things. Just like I said, by choosing to remain in him, God began to reveal to me, this is the question I want you to ask. Then ask this question. Then ask this question, because ultimately at the end of this conversation, I know why I'm here. I want to bear some fruit. I know what fruit looks like, because the power to be successful, the power to succeed through Genesis had to do with God placed you in a place, you're in an assignment, it's an application. I'm going to give you what you need to do it. Remain in me. I will remain in you. I will continue to tell you what you need to do. I will do that for you. Okay? But when you move yourself out of position, when you depart from being persistent about remaining in him, because it's easy to go after something else and figure you can do it yourself. Mm-hmm. This is walking at zero, ladies. I'm sorry to tell you. Your power to persist at zero is to be a zero and persist to stay in the presence of God no matter what situation you're in. And I'm telling you, you're going to come out so far ahead. You cannot lose with God. That's the power to succeed. And you got to remember this. We discovered the power to succeed that when God placed them in the place of assignment, he created the conditions for them to be successful. Those conditions were that they would have continual cycles of increase bursting forth with rapid fruitfulness in their lives. And you got to understand, God was the gardener. He planted a gardener. The word of John 15:5 says that I am the vine. He is the vine dresser. He owns the garden. He already is telling you that if you'll remain in the garden I planted for you, you're going to have good success. And the reason why is because God is the gardener. He's not going to let you fail. He is not going to let the garden fail. So anything that's in this garden, that this gardener is, he has full control, he is given full attention to, he is nurturing, he is aware, he is not asleep, okay? He's not tired. He's not unconscious. You know, we try to treat God the way we have relationships with people. People go unconscious, they do all kinds of crazy things, they don't water the grass when they're supposed to. I mean, I had lost a number of trees with my poor gardening skills, okay? Because I was tired. I saw the tree, the flower needed some water, and I kept walking past it. And eventually, wow, it died. But not this gardener. That doesn't happen.
Wow.
He stays attentive to those who remain in the vine, who remain in his garden, who remain. Now, you can choose because he's just that kind of God, as a carrot, just to get up and walk out of that garden. But I'm telling you, he's saying that if you remain and my words remain in you, and this is so awesome, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. In that moment, I said, God, you are, I need to remain in you. I need you now. Please give me the words to speak. Because I want to be whole when I walk away from this relationship. I want to be whole when I walk away from this conversation. I want to be fruitful when I walk away from the conversation. That is my personal best. I'm not sure about you. That's my personal best, is to be fruitful every day of my life because God's original intention for me is to have continuous cycles of increase bursting forth with rapid fruitfulness in my life, not yesterday, not tomorrow, but today and every day. Rapid fruitfulness in my life. And he keeps telling us in verse 8, this is to my Father's glory. Jesus says, this is to the Father's glory that you bear much fruit, rapid fruitfulness. Increase and fruitfulness are two different things. Okay? So the power to persist is getting you to remain and to abide, get back to your first love. First love, yes. Fly time, find it, do it. And I'm not talking about, this isn't a place that you go and pray. See, to remain in the vine is in your everyday living.
Yeah.
This is a lifestyle because you're part of a vine. You are not it. You're just a part of the vine. The vine is going to provide you the nourishment. It will provide you the answers. It will provide you the solution. But you must what? Persist. You must remain. The word persist. Remain, continue, stay, abide in God, in the vine. How's that tasting about now?
Oh, it's good.
It really is good, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness, yes. And it makes so much sense.
Mm.
Remain. And you, when you were talking about that, I have John 15:5 on my wall.
Uh-oh.
I wake up looking at it every morning.
It's going to mean something different.
It is. Now. See, changing that perspective.
Yes.
Just changing the way that you see it.
Wow. So abiding in God really is our answer. His anointing teaches us about all things, and it is real. That's what I love about it. The anointing is real. It says that that you've been given the anointing by the Holy One. That's in 1 John
I believe it's 1 John 2:20. You have been given this by the Holy One. And in that particular scripture, he's trying to share with them. He says, why are you, what is this? You have the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. He has anointed you, and he has given you an anointing. He will tell you, he'll show you. But what are these things that are seducing you and leading you astray and really trying to deceive you? And to deceive you means that it's trying to get you to believe something that is not true. That's all. If you're having a conversation with someone, what is that thing that's trying to deceive you, lead you astray? It wants to move you in a different direction, because if you knew the truth, you would do something differently. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Simply, if you're having a conversation and someone tells you some information,
mm-hmm.
not the whole truth and nothing but the truth, then their intent is to lead you in a different direction.
Yes.
Other than what the power of the truth would afford
mm-hmm.
you. Now, do I need to take it back to Genesis?
Take it back.
It's like when the serpent said,
mm-hmm.
Surely you can eat of this. And the woman said, no, but didn't God say you can? The whole
mm-hmm.
truth and nothing but the truth,
right.
So that whatever I tell you can lead you in a direction other than what the whole truth would have done.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we think about being disconnected from the vine, you really position yourself to be in a place of total deceit.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have the ability.
Mm-hmm.
See, as without the Spirit of God, without the greater one that lives in you, in operation, that's a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying once saved and always saved. I'm not connecting the vine in that way.
Yeah.
You know, when you disconnect and you go do something. No, I'm saying if you want to be powerful in God, get to zero, the most powerful number in the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
It's not number one. It's not number 10.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
It's zero. Because the more you get, the closer you get to God of reducing who you are, the greater you become in God.
Yes.
So when we get to zero, then God is at work in us. And that's what he's after. He's after some people. Can you get to zero and let me just do what I do?
Mm-hmm.
And you get to enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
Because your life, the moment you get to zero, then you start increasing in God.
Mm-hmm. So you know what? Then that must be the reason why a lot of people are so frustrated. It's because they're the way that they're seeing this word persist,
mm-hmm.
and they're getting the result of persisting, whether it's for the enemy or, you know, going back to those definitions that you were talking about.
Yes.
But when you go to zero, then just like you said, you can sit back and enjoy the ride,
mm-hmm.
and God's fruit will begin to rapidly spring forth, like
in
you say.
In your life.
Yeah. And you can... And you live in it every day.
But you know what's amazing? On the outside, people are probably going to say something like, she was so calm.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the persistence. The persistence is I'm calm because I don't have to be crazy.
Yes.
Because I persisted to remain in him.
Right.
Because he gives me peace. He gives me understanding.
Mm-hmm.
He gives me joy. I want to be fruitful. See, most of us are trying to be fruitful on the outside.
Oh, wow.
You have connected things in your life as fruit.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
The fruitfulness that God is speaking of is spiritual fruitfulness in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Your ability to be able to demonstrate the character of God.
Yeah.
See, when you demonstrate the character of God in your dealings and what you do in your lifestyle, you will get things, but they're not fruit, not the spiritual fruit. The spiritual fruit is being able to sit there and not have to go into anger to the acts of the flesh. The spiritual fruit is to be at peace and have discernment and have long-suffering, have an understanding. That's spiritual fruit. That ultimately, if you are fruitful in spirit, you will have many things in your life. Most people think their fruitfulness has to do with what they have acquired and accomplished.
Right, yeah.
You can go buy stuff,
mm-hmm.
but you can't be fruitful,
mm-hmm.
not with the spiritual fruit that God is calling. Money will buy you things, but it won't buy you peace.
Yeah.
It won't buy you joy. It won't buy you peace. It won't buy understanding. It won't buy you love. I don't care how much you pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
That is spiritual fruit, that God wants us to be spiritually fruitful. Those continuous cycles of increase in my life. That's why I say you can have increase with no fruitfulness. You can be increased. God can give you land. That's increase, but it's barren. Because it's not fruitful.
Right, right.
Do you see, in the bamboo, it's amazing. It takes bamboo a long time to grow, like 6 years or something to grow. But once it sprouts forward, in 6 days, it's grown up to be 10, 15 feet tall, just bursting forth. You be like, that bamboo ain't going to never come out. And one day you go to sleep and come back, and you've got a whole yard of bamboo.
Well, you know what that means? We're behind.
A lot of
people are behind.
We're behind.
Because, see, you're talking about that rapid fruit daily?
Daily.
Oh, my God.
See, we think this fruitfulness is so seasonal. It's a seasonal. It's cyclical.
Yes.
But
yes.
Every single
yes.
day,
yes.
God says for us to come to
oh,
him
wow.
for our daily bread, for that cycle of increase in your life, for your daily bread. He's going to give it to you. And then you come to him, and you're to produce.
Mm-hmm.
Bursting forth with rapid fruitfulness. And if you will remain and believe that, it's just amazing. I have abiding in God is our answer.
Mm-hmm.
His anointing teaches us about all things, and it is real. And I am not talking about just being spiritual or whatever, I don't know. This is your lifestyle
yeah.
that you start to turn inwardly to persist for the things that you desire. Because just as you have to go to that meeting, if you have to create a product, you need a witty invention, you need a witty idea,
mm-hmm.
no matter how much you try to put the puzzle together and you can't, you go back inward. You stay connected so the one who is all-knowing and all-wise can deliver to you the what? The answer. Our English language has eroded the power of the word persisting and made it something that we can stop when we have grown tired, something we can cease when it is no longer convenient. You know, you persisted after me, but now you found
yeah.
me. That is not the persisting that God, it's just not in pursuit of things. It is remaining in him. It is staying with him. Without the power of true persistence, abiding in the vine, we would cease to exist with God.
Yeah.
We would die spiritually. We would discontinue in truth. We would quit on our divine
mm-hmm.
destiny. We would stop pursuing fruitfulness. And depart from the way, the truth, and the eternal life of God without consistent
mm-hmm.
persistence of remaining in him. So we can do nothing without him, but we can do everything remaining in him. And I really believe,
wow.
ladies, that we're coming to the close of our broadcast today, but I really believe that when we pursue persistence as a zero, it is no longer trying to fight and grapple. It is saying, God, if I
yeah.
ask whatsoever I will, it will be done
yeah.
for me. And it's asking the question, help me, Lord, show me, Lord, teach me, Lord,
yes.
give me the
yes.
tools I need for this, give me the ideas I need for this, help me to communicate the right words. Abiding in the vine doesn't mean that I get tired. It means that I never depart. Really, I never depart from seeking God, from being with God, from remaining with God. And, you know, you can start by, you know, if it's the most difficult of circumstances for you, no longer persisting over them, but start persisting to God.
Yeah.
Do you see the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas we're trying, I got to get this done. I got to, you know, no. That is your signal. That is your clue. That is your flag that's saying, now persist in him. Because most times, this is how it works. If you've got an adversity in your life, you've got an obstacle, you've got something that you cannot overcome, most times you're going to spend all of your energy on trying to figure that out. You're worrying about it.
Yeah.
You're thinking about it. You know,
it's
focus, concentration is not the same as worry.
Mm-hmm.
We call it that, but that's what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than doing all of that, start to press towards persisting to remain in God, because the more you stay with him, the more answers, the more solutions, the more he'll begin to tell you who to go to, where to go, how to do it. And that is what's going to get you to overcome that obstacle. That is what will make your enemies become your footstool, because you have the genius of God in you.
Yeah.
Because you have sought him, you have remained in him, and you have become a zero that says, I don't know how to do it, God. I can't do it. I am nothing without you, and that is the best place I want to be, because I am all things, everything I can be, and so much more with you. I dream bigger. I do better. I live more authentically when I am a zero with you, God. So the only way I can remain that way is to abide in the vine. So start persisting, putting that energy towards remaining in him, no matter what, your feelings, your emotions, your all that craziness, that stuff going on in you. Get back to the persistence that God wants you to persist to remain in me with the kind of energy you're losing your mind. I can imagine, I have heard some people talk about different things and how they communicate and talk to people. I'm thinking, you have lost your mind. I cannot even imagine. Why are you in that place? Because you're so far out here, you don't know who you are, who you have become, that you just don't have a clue, because you're so far from the vine. My God. But anyway, just try to turn some of that energy into persisting to remain with God. So, Shauna, I want to invite you back to the call. You can open up our lines for any comments. What are you walking away with from this call today, Miss Trina, my guest? You are so helpful for me. I know you didn't say much, girl, but you are such a great attention. You give such great attention.
Well, I tell you, I'm dropping it all the way down to zero.
Don't you think you want to?
It does, because I'm going to tell you, when you – and see that, you talking about that genius, so the genius just flew right through me when I heard him say, well, you know what, it's really important for you to really make sure that you do abide in the vine.
Yes.
Because when you have all that anger, that frustration, then just now, how in the world are you going to talk to somebody like that?
That's right.
You're too far from the vine. Come on back.
That's right.
Come on back.
And you're in the wrong garden, honey. You're in the wrong
field. Exactly. So that's what I'm taking. I'm walking away with, I making a decision today that I'm taking everything down to zero, and I'm going to fight and do everything that I know to do to remain and abide in that vine.
Girl, let me tell
you. So that I can get the clarity and the direction to get those strategies, those witty ideas, to get everything. Because that fruit rapidly bursting forth where you're abundantly, you're being fruitful every day.
Yes.
That's where I want to be.
Well, you know, the Word of God says that He even when you produce fruit, He prunes you, He cuts you back so you can be even more fruitful.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to hurt you. So you just stay with Him. But your response is exactly the response that I was hoping to stir up in a person, is that I'm going to do whatever I can. See how you turn shifting the way you see persistence to remain. All right, we didn't let you have much, but, you know, we can continue even after our show. So for those who want to engage with us, please go ahead and direct us, Shauna.
All right, Coach. I'm going to go to 1595. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Miss Margie, one of our favorite listeners. I was thinking about you the other day. You are one special lady. I was praying for you, Miss Margie. So what are you walking away from the call with today?
Coach, I want to just say you, the master coach, who is it? You're really walking into who you are, the master coach, professional, know-it-all. Professional know-it-all. I'm telling you, when I was doing my time.
I'm starting to think, too, Margie, I can't know it all unless I'm a zero.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I know, but I mean, what?
because the all-wise one, spirit of wisdom,
that he exposes
in you. He bursts forth with rapid fruitfulness. Go ahead.
But I'm just telling you, one of the things that I was going before God this morning, just, you know, and I was that person on yesterday. It's been a while since I felt that anger come up. I was, oh, God, you know, I don't want to have to revert back to that old margin. I don't want to keep coming to you and then repenting. So now what you just gave us, we don't have to go to that. And I'm just like, Sister Trina, that girl, this stuff is good. It's like yum, yum, yum good.
It is.
But taking it and applying it into, I mean, just demonstrating it. I mean, I won't be the same after this. I will not be the same. Thank you, Coach.
You awesome. Changing in all sorts of directions, Margie. You never the same after any one of these programs. But I tell you, I am not the same. I mean, my persistence, I'm telling you, that is so powerful.
It
so I want you all to encourage you all to listen to this again, because I know some of the things that we're sharing, we're changing the way you see the word of the Lord in your life. We're changing the way you can walk in power. This is so that you can walk in power, no longer, you know, grappling for righteousness. That's really what I experience or sense, is that we're all trying to live right, just, you know, everybody all beat down and everything. And I said, we're not that. That's not the kind of people we are. We're the people of God. We're called by his name. We are to have continuous cycles of increase bursting forth with rapid fruitfulness in our life. You can't do that all beaten down and broken down, trying to wait for the next opportunity. Enough already. Come on, people.
Yeah.
Power to persist. Remain in him. Who's next, Shauna?
Yes. Well, we're going to go to 937-397-2646. Carla, are you there? Hello?
We may have lost Colin. You can go on.
All right. So we're going to go to 321-331-0469. Carla, are you there? All right. So we're going to go to 817-565-3250. Carla, are you there?
I am here, Shauna.
All right. How you doing today?
I tell you, this is another favorite listener. You know, I love my favorite listeners. I guess I get to use that now since Miss Gail is moving on to television. So somebody's got to have some favorite listeners, and I have them. Go ahead, Demetrius.
Well, I would say it's so interesting of what the topic was today, because before I left my house this morning, I was just tired, and I was like, now, Lord, come on now. You said be a zero. And so I, before I walked out of the house, I have prayer boards in the house, and I said, I just wrote everything up there, and I said, okay, I'm pursuing, and the song came to mind, I'm chasing after you no matter what I have to do. So this just came on time, because even when I was listening to you and I was getting ready to walk to give a student a check, and I heard something else say, if you're tired, just stand up, get up, you know, and so I said, I'm standing up in the vine, and I'm going to chase after God, because you said to ask for whatever you will and pursue at zero. So even though I was just, you know, energy was kind of down, and then you get a little disappointed, you're chasing after students and kids, and they're not where they're supposed to be. It's like, Lord, I'm going to keep pursuing you. So I'm going to say that I'm standing up in the vine and pursuing at zero. So even though I'm tired, I'm standing up and I'm running and I'm chasing after God. So it was perfect timing, because another thing that you said was if you abide in the vine and remain even when you get tired, you know, he's still going to sustain you and fulfill you. So I'm standing up. So
all right, girl. Stand. All right, Shauna.
Go to 214-476-4904. Carla, are you there? All right. Well, those are all of our callers for today. We want to thank you for listening to Woman Act Now Radio, and thank you, Coach Anna and her sidekick, Trina, for an awesome, awesome show on today. Coach, before I invite you back to do our ending moments, I just want to share with you, for those of you who are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we will be sharing in on, or I just want to share with you that there will be a sneak preview of the movie, the Red Tails movie, featuring Terrence Howard. And I believe, Coach Anna, you had an ability to be able to do a red carpet event for that on last week. Well, I just got some more flyers for a sneak preview here in the office, so I want to share it with our listeners on today who might be in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. That's going to be at the National Multicultural Western Heritage Museum. That's on Thursday, December the 15th, and it starts at 5:30. For more information about that, you can give us a call at our office at 877 751-5700. My extension is 407. We do have flyers, and you know they overbook, so if you want to go, give us a call. Again, that's 877-751-5700. My extension is 407. We'll talk to you more about that. Remember to Facebook and tweet the show. Share it with listeners so that they might be able to go back and have a great listen to this show of Power of Persist. Join us back here on next Thursday at 1 p.m. Central Time as we'll go deeper in the Power of Success for the month. Coach Anna, back to you for last thoughts.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, I tell you
the truth, girl.
You would have now said something to me.
You wanted to do it too, didn't you?
No, but
you know, I'm like Shamisha. I'm standing up tall while she's sitting up there talking.
All right, so also, I'm not sure if you've confirmed for us. I want to make sure for those who are listening in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we are going to have a Celebrate Success Do You Christmas or Holiday Affair. Sophisticated Seconds is coming up. I think we're going to try to do that for Friday. What's the date, Shauna, the 16th?
Yes, ma'am, we are. I talked to her earlier as well, so thanks for bringing that back. That's Friday, December the 16th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and she is excited that Woman Act Now and Coach Anna McCoy is going to be in the house. So we want to give you guys that opportunity to join us there as well. It's an awesome place, ladies. I just
okay,
want
let's just talk, talk it up for
okay,
just
I'm going
a second.
Back. I'm coming back. I'm coming back.
So y'all need to clear y'all calendar, okay, on December the 16th. Let me just tell you, because this is going to be a girls' night out, girlfriends. Honey,
yes.
Let me tell you, Shauna's not doing a very good job on this announcement.
I was about to tell her about my dress.
Yes, Shauna got a dress over there. It is called Sophisticated Seconds. It's a beautiful boutique. It's a one of our sisters here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We want to support her. I want to support her because I was so impressed with what she's been able to do. I get so excited when a woman got a dream, y'all. I just get excited. It's just in my nature. And immediately I begin to think about what can we do. Already I am working on getting this girl you just need to work, okay? You need somebody in there. We planning for next year. But this year, it's like a lounge, y'all, like our own little spot. You know, my girls over at the Ladies Tea Time League, they've been hanging out, and didn't nobody tell me nothing.
Wow.
They've been over there hanging out. We finished playing, then they hanging out somewhere. What? Ain't nobody invited me over here. I mean, they probably didn't think I like shopping or nothing because I don't have dress well on the course unless they dress me. So, but anyway, this is going to be a night. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're working on getting our makeup ladies there, get some eyelashes, just do a whole little makeover or something, you know. So bring you about $40-$50, girl, because we're going to, you ain't going to be able to handle yourself because she got all kind of stuff in there, like designer stuff.
Oh, wow.
In great, great shape. And so you want to bring your Christmas money for yourself. Don't be going to Nordstrom's and stuff because they ain't going to handle sales like this, okay? But we're going to have a fun because it's a real laid-back atmosphere, and y'all know I'm going to be trying on something so y'all can tell me how cute I am. So that's kind of the kind of environment it's going to be. So it's a do you, and just you can invite a couple of your girlfriends. They don't have to be Woman Act Now girls. Just invite. We just want to have fun, and I think we can do it over at Sheila's because I said they've been holding out. She got coffee. She got a little wine for some of you people who suck up a little of that, you know, a little wine's good for the belly. So, but anyhow, stuff like that. So we're going to have just a grand evening. We'll have some light hors d'oeuvres for you. And just come. You don't even have to wear the best thing you have, honey, because we can put you in a nightgown when you get, you know, one of those, you don't call it a nightgown, but an evening wear. evening wear. When you get there. So Shauna is going to provide us some entertainment, maybe Trina if she's available. If she is available to do some Christmas caroling, we hadn't even talked to her because we just got so excited because Shauna went there last night. So this just happened. It wasn't like it was planned all year. And she got her this fabulous dress that she's going to wear for y'all when y'all come and see her. You want to tell me anything else?
I was just saying, it's so cute. I'm so excited. Y'all just, you got to wait to see me in it. Ooh, I'm
okay.
going to be fine.
So we're going to send out an email, and we want you to pass it on to your ladies. And I just think it's just so wonderful to be able to support her dream or vision. And maybe you have an event coming up. I just talked to her. She got over 60 evening wear kind of dresses with tags still on them, y'all. So y'all might have some holiday things you got to do between now and the first of the year
New Year's Eve, and maybe you can get something there as well. Be as fortunate as Shauna was. So, and girl, y'all can dress up if y'all want to. Y'all want to look cute, wear all the big rings. That's going to be our signature. Make sure you have a big ring on. Okay, you know the big ring?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, make sure Shauna's ring is going to cover her whole hand, that butterfly she got covering the whole. And maybe we'll give a gift to the woman with the biggest bling ring on that day. We're going to be giving away some prizes.
Oh,
and for those who are in business or you want to just bring a gift to wrap off, we'll do that, and you'll get all the details in the email. So you know you're loved and appreciated. Bye, people. We'll talk to y'all soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.